Father Time waits for no one. Fear not what might not be, but focus on what could be. Own your destiny. Command your future. Know why you are meant to succeed. Welcome back to another week and episode of The Why Behind You. Last couple of episodes, we talked about knowing who you are and understanding how to pursue the steps to identify that if you don't already know who you are. I spent quite a bit of time reflecting on some of the key discussion points of the previous segments, and it made me think, how do our expectations of ourselves and the expectations of others influence the perceptions of ourselves that we exude on a daily basis? In order for us to answer that question, we have to understand both our own internal expectations and external expectations imposed on us by those around us. And we have to understand how those expectations influence not only our internal mindset about our perception, but also what perceptions those around us perceive. But a question for you: do those perceptions of others influence your behaviors? Do your behaviors influence your perception of yourself? We're going to pause for a second here because this requires a deep introspective view of ourselves. We have to ask, how real are we willing to get or be with ourselves? We have to think about that in that frame of mind when we debate how we will respond to that question. And this is not a scenario of someone that you're giving this answer to. You're giving this answer to yourself. I'll be very transparent and tell you that in my younger years, I would not have always been open and real with myself or others in responding to that question. But we're all at different phases and different points in our life. And we're all at different levels of understanding, of acceptance. There are a number of reasons why many individuals allow this kind of train of thought to be, we'll call it what it is, delusional with yourself. There are a number of reasons why people are not maybe ready to embrace the reality or the truth of a situation. But we're going to boil this down to different or varying levels of bias. For example, confirmation bias. You know, people may not be willing and ready to be real with themselves because of a confirmation bias, where there is a tendency to seek, interpret, and remember information that confirms pre-existing beliefs or things that you want to believe. You could potentially be battling with optimism bias, where there is an inclination to believe that positive events are more likely to happen to yourself compared to others. Maybe you want to trick yourself into believing that you're more favored than others may be, or maybe that's your hope because that gives you reassurance. There could be a self-serving bias where there's a tendency to attribute positive events to internal or personal attributes, i.e. you're going to claim the fame or the credibility for it. Or maybe there's negative events that you want to push or point external towards external situations or factors, i.e. deflecting the blame or responsibility. Then there's also an option, or, and this is not a finite list, but there's also the idea of cognitive dissonance, which is discomfort arising from holding conflicting beliefs or attitudes, leading people to resolve the dissonance through self-deceptive means. So you have conflicting mindsets, or you have a conflicting mindset around a situation, and it's just easier to point the finger at someone or something else to say, it's not me. But the bottom line, we make excuses. We find ways to avoid owning the situation. We find ways to avoid accountability. It's an inverse relationship that we might often overlook, or we might often want to forget. But the reality is that both the perception of others influencing our behaviors and our own behaviors influencing our perceptions of ourselves can actually be true at the same time. Understand the infinite circle of evolution, or the revolving door relationship of how internal expectations can influence behaviors, external expectations can influence perceptions, and perceptions can influence others' view of who we are. But this week's discussion isn't focused on who we are, because that was the last few episodes. This week's episode is focused on expectations and perceptions.
So let's allow the focus for today to be on those two key areas, expectations and perceptions. So we'll begin at a foundational level as we talk about expectations. And I'll start off with a quote. Andre Godin once said, "The quality of our expectations determines the quality of our actions." Expectations, when we think about it, how do they shape or drive our own self-perception? Whether they come from ourselves, others, or societal norms, they can have a profound impact on shaping our self-perception. But how do expectations influence the way that we see ourselves? You know, when we internalize others' expectations or set high expectations for ourselves, we often unconsciously alter our behavior to align with these simple expectations, and sometimes they're more complex. This phenomena, known as or could be considered as a self-fulfilling prophecy, can lead to outcomes that reinforce the original expectations. You know, we tend to compare ourselves to others as a natural thing. We're in a very competitive mindset, competitive state of mind or frame of mind. You know, especially those who set standards or expectations in our social and professional circles. We are looking up to or wanting to be just like those around us. The outcomes of these comparisons can influence our self-perception, leading to feelings of inadequacy or superiority, accomplishment. It's a simple matter of perspective. And when I talk about the influences of societal norms, and we've talked about this before, but to get a little bit more granular here, you know, we think about it, we'll break it down. Social media and body image. I'll share a few examples of how these things curtail and really drive our perceptions of ourselves. A survey done by the National Eating Disorder Association showed that 70% of women age 18 to 30 report that they feel worse about their appearance after looking at social media platforms. When you think about career expectations as it compares to or related to gender, the World Economic Forum's Global Gender Gap report indicates disparities in career expectations between genders. For instance, in some regions of the globe or of the world, women might face societal expectations that discourage certain career paths, contributing to gender gaps in specific industries. And we see it every day, but acknowledging the differences in recent years versus previous years. Years ago, there were some positions that men felt women weren't suited for. But fortunately, that mindset has continued to evolve, which is a great thing. But let's not fool ourselves. There's still a long way to go, and there are still areas of the world where this mentality is still the rule of thumb. When you think about educational expectations, data from the National Center of Education and Statistics in the United States, and this is not global, specific to the United States, shows that societal expectations can influence educational aspirations. And to me, that's very interesting. It's interesting how what society thinks you should be influences some people's decision on what they feel they should be. Look at mental health. It's a really big topic, a really big area of focus, and it is a real thing, right? Research by organizations like the Mental Health Society of America suggests that societal expectations and stigma can influence the way individuals perceive and seek help for mental health issues. Check this statistic out. 50% of people with mental health disorders globally do not receive treatment for varying reasons. Some of it is social stigmas or the feeling of shame. But the fact that these things influence people's decision to seek help is very disheartening. We're driven by the perceptions and the thoughts of others. When we think about technology and work-life balance, we always talk about this work-life balance thing. I'm still trying to battle with the idea of whether it really matters or whether it really exists. But surveys conducted by various organizations like Gallup, we've all heard of Gallup, and we've all taken surveys by Gallup. They highlight how societal expectations regarding technology and connectivity impact work-life balance. For instance, there are many people that may have the expectations for the employees to be constantly accessible. This affects stress levels and job satisfaction, especially in the U.S., where the mentality seems to be work harder and do more to prove your worth. And these are just a few examples of how societal expectations and norms can influence personal life decisions. Others' expectations contribute significantly to the formation of our identity. We allow this to happen. We may adopt roles and behaviors that align with societal or interpersonal expectations, and these things shape how we define ourselves. And the reality of it is that some of us are more conscious of this than others. A lot of us are very oblivious to it and don't realize what is actually happening. Meeting or exceeding others' expectations can provide a sense of validation and approval. There's that thing. We see things in our everyday society, in our everyday norms, and we want to be like that. We use that as our litmus test as to whether we've been successful or not. You've got that new title. You've got that new job. You've got this amount of money in your bank account. You're driving this car. You've got the house in this neighborhood. All of these things lead to that. Positive feedback reinforces a positive self-perception, while failure to meet expectations may result in feelings of disappointment or self-doubt. When we don't accomplish a lot of the things that we see on everyday TVs, everyday movies, in social media, then over time, it's not as easy to accomplish as we see in these mediums and these platforms. That allows for an opportunity of doubt and disappointment to set in. Societal and cultural expectations influence how we perceive ourselves. Conforming to or challenging these expectations can impact self-perception in terms of identity, success, and overall fulfillment. But it takes a lot to challenge these things. It takes a lot to succumb to the idea of what society says is successful or what they peg as failure and disappointment. When we think about expectations in academic and professional settings and how they influence our perceptions of competence and success, meeting or falling short of these expectations can impact self-esteem, confidence. You know, what's very interesting is the National Center of Education Statistics, or the NCES, found the overall 6-year graduation rate for first-time undergraduate students at a 4-year institution was approximately 60%. This means a little less than half of the students that start college don't finish for a multitude of reasons. You know, media portrayals and society expectations related to beauty and appearance shape our self-image. Comparisons to idealized standards can influence how we perceive our physical selves. Expectations within the workforce, including performance standards and professional conduct, influence how individuals perceive their competence and value in professional context. You know, when we think about self-imposed expectations, such as personal goals and standards, play a significant role in shaping self-perception. Meeting these standards can lead to a positive self-image, while perceived failures may result in self-criticism and many other negative perceptions. But we have to actually train ourselves to actually be stronger, to have the stamina, to have the endurance to overcome. If you don't accomplish once, try it twice. If you don't accomplish it then, try it again. Keep trying until you accomplish the goal and task that you're trying to accomplish, and then you keep moving forward. But what this does is there's no quit in you. There's a ton of fight there. But what it also does is it actually builds confidence. And then as you encounter more and more and more, you actually begin to fall back on and remember the journey, the hurdles, the things that you overcame, the adversity that you pushed through in order to achieve your success. And that builds and gives you more and more confidence as you encounter and endure new things. So it's important for you to continue to understand how and why you keep pushing forward. As we talked about biases before, you know, biases can reinforce existing behaviors and expectations. Biases can affect how we interpret and remember information, and that influences our own self-perception. Roy T. Bennett once said, and I quote, "Don't let the expectations and opinions of others affect your decisions. It's your life, not theirs. Do what matters most to you. Do what makes you feel alive and happy." In order for us to successfully navigate our own experiences or expectations and manage both our internal and external perceptions, we need to focus on our mental outlook and establish consistent self-discipline, And this will allow us to reshape any subpar practices we have developed. How do we overcome self-limiting behaviors is a critical question. And it's always going to creep in. There's always going to be the opportunity for that to happen. We may be at a very challenging moment within our lives. At a moment in our lives, we may be at something or experiencing something that we have never experienced before. We don't know how to navigate through, but we're going to always have an opportunity, just being realistic, where there's going to be self-limiting doubt or self-limiting beliefs that creep in. But overcoming self-limiting beliefs is a transformative process that involves changing negative thought patterns and building a more positive and empowering mindset. In order for us to accomplish this, we have to focus on a few key things. Number one, awareness. Be aware and identify when this is the case. Pay attention to negative thoughts and narratives that hold you back. Number two, challenge these negative thoughts. Challenge these negative thoughts with rational and constructive approach. And this will allow us to continue to progress forward. When you're faced with this and you're in the thick of things, and this is going to be probably one of the most challenging things, number three, refrain from negative statements, negative thoughts, negative connotations that are going to be natural, innate, because it's convenient and easy during the moment, during the heat of the moment. Change your way of thinking and transform any negative thoughts into positive and affirming statements or thoughts. Number four, set realistic goals. Break down larger goals into smaller, achievable steps. Setting realistic and attainable objectives and goals builds confidence because it's small incremental achievements at a time, and it helps you to see progress, challenging the belief that you can't succeed and replacing that with you will succeed. You can succeed. Number five, celebrate your achievements. Acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how big or how small. Because again, a lot of very small victories day in and day out will actually lead to much bigger successes in the end. Number six, cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Replace self-criticism with self-compassion. Understand that everyone makes mistakes and faces challenges. Everyone faces stumbles in the road. Everyone will ultimately hit a valley. And then you have to keep pushing yourself and keep going. Number seven, surround yourself with positivity. Engage with positive influences. Surround yourself with positive and supportive and encouraging people who can uplift you. Not only during the times that you're actually doing great, but at times that you're actually facing challenges. Limit your exposure to negativity, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in social media and things we consume every single day mentally, or self-talk. Limit the negativity. Number eight, practice mindfulness. We've talked about this in previous episodes. Mindful techniques such as meditation and deep breathing, focus, right? These things can help you become more aware of your thoughts and emotions. Mindfulness fosters a non-judgmental awareness that allows you to observe and change negative thought patterns for positive ones. Next, learn and grow. Every experience, every situation that we encounter is an opportunity to learn, an opportunity to evolve, and an opportunity to grow. Embrace a growth mindset. Understand that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort and learning. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth rather than seeing them as threats. And in self-affirmation and just visualizing, reflect the person you want to become. And visualize yourself achieving your goals. You set the appropriate expectations. You set your mind to appropriately assess what it is that you are trying to assess for yourself, who you are, where you're trying to go, what you're trying to be. You set realistic expectations and you let your behaviors mimic as such. Then the perception that you and others have of you will also be reflective as a result. I'll leave you with two final quotes. As you all know, I'm very big on quotes. This one is by an unknown author, but I was very, very moved by it when I thought about it, and I actually was just kind of reading through it. But be intentional with your thoughts, mindful of your actions, and consistent in your values. Your character is defined by what you choose to do with intention. And the last quote I'll leave with you is by one of the authors and motivational speakers that I respect very well, Les Brown. He said, and I quote, "When you live with intention and purpose, you create a life that is meaningful and fulfilling. Be intentional about the life you want to lead."
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Why Behind You. I hope you were able to gain additional insight and perspective from this week's discussion. If you felt this topic was a benefit to you, please hit subscribe to this podcast and share this message with others that may benefit as well. Please feel free to email me your comments and suggestions at you@thewhybehindyou.org. I hope you have a great rest of your day and week, and I look forward to seeing you on next week's episode of The Why Behind You.